Baba Kama continued, Yudal Cheshvan Etav Shemim, Gimel, October 31st, 1982, on Sunday, continued.
So it's higher from B. Just as B is higher, so Avonis Akim Masur is Shinoch with the Tani Nochu. Lachas Nochu, Bintiku Lachas Nochu. So it's also higher. So the Gemara is the Kashi, how can you deduce it from the ordinary B? The ordinary B is a Kiyah HaMuabe. Mashin Kim here, this heaven, this Akim, this Masur, so it's the HaMuabe. So we see from there, that the Hachamurabe is not the Kume, the Hachamurabe is a Kume, so if the Hachamurabe is a Kume, so how can we say Kishanibbe Hachamayas a Kume, that age could be deduced from Beya, but Beya does not have the Kume of the Hachamurabe, Mashenkin age has the Kume of the Hachamurabe. Yishlema, the Beya Shinaseh Beya Hachamayas a Kume, Homa Rezakini, Shuri Tzikubach Roson, and Rufa Zadinayah, the Nasa Beya 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 So in other words, Tetzel says that it's true. The fact that it's Yehachamurabe, this is not a Kume in itself. That's a Kume in itself. But when we learn out from what it says that we can deduce age from Beya, so we could not say that we could not deduce age from Beya because Beya does not have this kule of the Hachamurabe, whereas age has the kule of the Hachamurabe. Because we have to weigh the kule of the weight of the kule, the significance of the kule of Darke Lelecha Hazik as against the kule of. So melee, even when we have to compare a bear, an ordinary bear, that becomes a takore without kecha, as against the bear that becomes a takore. A takore, so of course, so the bear that has, that becomes a takore immediately without an outside factor, without an external factor. So the middle is more hollow than the barrier that becomes in a kole through the agency of an outside factor. Mashe inke, when we have to reduce age from barrier, so it's true that barrier has the whole aspect that it's a barrier, it's a kole without the heart. Mashenkin age has that kule aspect that it's mazik through the cooperation of the kiyachachel. But at the same time, the age, even though it is grounded in cooperation of the kiyachachel, but it's darke lelecha hazik. So the kule of darke lelecha hazik more than counterbalances the kule of the kiyachachel. The Beya Shinas Ben Kirchacher, Hom Na'ol Nesakim Shul Yiziku Bar Chosu Basad Naichet, Hom Na'ol Nesadir Al Kirchacher, Avon Ishi Yil Chomazi Bar Chosi Al Kirchacher, Chomu Bebeya, Shein Eber Chomazi Bar Mekeni, Vihod Yikom Abisomu, Eish Echiyach, Shechir Kinacha Amur Bebey, Vichaye, So the question of Isaac is, now when we more try to deduce, Avon Nesakim Basar Yishin Yichot Eish Gage, Vinofu 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 from Beya, and it's more or less the Pirchei. How can you deduce this Beya that becomes it a whole through the agency of the Achaim? From the Beya that is directly at the very outset, without the cause of the Achaim, it's a whole. So then the Gemara says, Enshtechiyah. But how can we say Enshtechiyah? Because we see that age is higher even though it is based upon the Achaim. But the regular age that is higher, even though it's the Achaim, so it has the Chumra of Dar Kelele or Hazik that more than counterbalances the Chumra of Kriyat Achaim. Mashalikim here, there is no Chumra of Dar Kelele or Hazik, because at the end, it is not Mazik by way of Dar Kelele or Hazik, but it is Mazik by way of Itakore. So he doesn't have the Chumra of Dar Kelele or Hazik to counterbalance the Chumra of Kriyat Achaim. So how is he going to say it? So that two thoughts in this. One tells us the case that he... What do you want to do somebody to do אַפֿאַקט קעחה מיט דעם קשיבל איך די דאַצ מיט זיי זאַקען די חייב צו חיצו אָבער נאָמע אַפֿאַקט קעחה מיט דעם ביי קשיב אין די דאַצ מיט זיי זאַבי אַז דעם קעחה נאָ דע דיס מאָר קאָד אין מאַנגע לאד די קשיב צו חיצו נאָ די קשיב צו חיצו נאָ צו פון דיס קייס איז just like how many other cases we can deduce the proposition that according to the relationship is that according to Rabbi Yechanan who says Yishim Shemchitzo, so then it applies not only to the Abod age, Eishman age, but it applies to the total age also. Because here, Gemara Davor, we are not dealing with Abod age, we are dealing with the total age of Abod Sakhir Masoi, Shemichot Nishgal Yilof. But there is a shita of Shemim Rat, there is a shita of Shemim, the whole Shemim Kodetzetes. This is what the Chani says on the Rambam, but it's mentioned in the Shemim Kodetzetes in the Takimis. By the law that even Rabbi Eichel who says Ishim Shem Chitzol, so he applies only that Allah had to be in Shitzel, the other age. So that's Ishim Chitzol. Mashim in the total of age, so that is not how Ishim Chitzol, the law says. That is high in Shemamele. But even Rabbi Eichel, who says that Ishim Shem Chitzol, but man Ishim Shem Chitzol, is in Nam Shemamele. So vis-a-vis the total of age, so there even Rabbi Eichel is made that is only the Chuyah Shemamele, not Ishim Chitzol. So that's in the sheet of the law. But there is a sheet that is to the contrary. So this case is also is expressive of the contrary of the sheet, not like the sheet is all. So in other words, so this is Shiti means that Allah of Hashem Shem Chitzo applies to the Tongue of Hinch also. To have a Misaki de Masoe and Shiti from Hinch Dabi in Lofu. So maybe when Bimore says, a Yalkus of Abba Misaki de Masoe and Shiti from Hinch Dabi in Lofu, this is one Shino that is high. Because if you say from regular Beya, so Bimore is a Sipirche, Mal Beya, Shachin, and Kehachamurabe. Think of a Hamas, Kehachamurabe, Sikachamurabe. So you cannot deduce the Beya that becomes a Takore through Mikos to Kehache from Beya that is directly at the very outset of Takore. So the Gemara says, Eish Nechiyah, because we say that Eish is higher than Shemchitzot. But the question is, how can you be higher Eish and Shemchitzot and talk with Eish and Shemchitzot? But there is a Kehache Murebe, in Chitzot there is no Kehache Murebe. The answer is, according to Mandoma Rishi Shem Chitzo, so we have to do aloha, that when the person sets something in operation, and then the external force of nature, so it is set in operation. So what the external force does is attributed to the person who enabled the external force of nature to be set in operation. It's attributed to him. So in other words, if a person puts a nebula on the roof, and then the wind, an ordinary wind, blows it out, and it hurts something, or it damages something. So even though it was done by Kehacher, by the wind, but who set the Kehacher, the wind, in operation? The person by placing the Avodah Zarah in Masoi on top of the roof, so he set the Kiryas Acher operation. So then, whatever is done by the Kiryas Acher is Mishyaches to him, as if he did. In other words, that's our official Shemchitza, that we intake the Kiryas Acher, that the person helped to put in operation, is integrated with his mindset, and everything that the Kiryas Acher does is attributed to him. So in the middle way, we cannot say Malish. So we cannot say Malubeya Shahim Kiryas Acher Murabay, Timabaham Shahiyah Acher Murabay. But in Sharia, we see that our local image is that when someone puts an heaven on top of the roof, and then the heaven falls down with the Kiryas Acher on the wing, so then it's considered as if he threw the stone upon the person. We don't consider it that the wind threw down the stone, but we consider it as if he threw down with his own force. So that means that the Kiryas Acher that he helped to put in operation is integrated with his Kiryas Acher and it's attributed to him. So here too, even though he became Itakore through the cooperation of the Kiryas Acher, when he put it on the roof, it wasn't Itakore. And then it became Itakore Beria as a result of the wind blowing it down. But that's the halacha of Shem Shemchitzo, that the Kiryas Acher is integrated with his Kiryas and it's attributed to him as if he did everything himself. So here too, even though the wind placed it on the ground, it's considered as if he directly, with his own Kiryas, placed the same heaven on the ground. Not that the wind placed it on the ground. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, now we have to know Malish. So what did Gemara say? Malish, I'm down to the Lazi. So this is what Gemara is saying. Malish, I'm down to the Lazi. In other words, that the doctor hasn't of the regular age more than counterbalances the Kiryas Acher Murah. Malish and Kiryas Acher Murah being dead. So on account of the doctor hasn't, so it's homoyensea, shall be there, so it's more than counterbalances the Kure of Kiryas Acher. Mashenki, Babonis, and Masson. So how can we learn out everything of the Masiki Pamation Beya? But Asian Beya had one common Kumre that it's Maisel Gomley. And Bey certainly Maisel Gomley, you want to say. And they Stasis assumed he's also Maisel Gomley. Why? Because He made age, the age came out of the Choshek age, Maisel Gomley. There is Choshek Maisel Gomley. But age is not Choshek Maisel Gomley. Kidin Shoruach Messiah. So, in a word, so it's not his Maisel. Beir, so it's Maisel Gomley. But age is not considered. So in other words, from this thesis we see that Odom not Yoshin, so then it's considered by the Bomber. Odom Yoshin, or Nikum Nagar, the Rashim Mitsuyo, is not considered Maisel. Why? What's the difference? So apparently, I think I mentioned that by Odom, there are two Nechayim. First of all, Odom, there is the Parsha of Maked Eimer Yishalmer. So in the middle, that's it, the Nechayim for the Maisel. Don't by Odom. But then, by Odom, there is a few, even in the case of Usak. Let's say, if Ruben and Shimon, let's say, walk in wash hour, and then Ruben stops in the midst of wash hour, so he stops. Then Shimon keeps on going, and he bumps into Ruben, who stops, and he becomes hurt. After all, Ruben didn't do anything. He was acting like a coast, like a stone, like an ebbet. It's Husa. So it's Chayim Mitzadot Mamad. Even though it's Husa. Now, suppose by the Tzichah such a case, suppose a person, a very heavy person, would stop in rush hour, and then a very weak person would keep on walking, and he would bump into the heavy person, and then he would get a heart attack from bumping into the heavy person, and he would die. With all the highness of death, because there was no Maisa Yitzchak. There was no Maisa Yitzchak, it was completely passive. But by seeking this higher, so it's not on the basis of the Maisa. So, in other words, so by Otman Hazi, we have the Mechayu for the Maisa. Maki the Hindi Shalmelo. And then there is a Hiyu, even in case of Husa. That's not for the Maisa. I think I mentioned it in connection with the Gemara. The Gemara says, at the beginning of the Kame, that Odom, the Tzichei B'niyei, that story. By the Tzichei, it's not just to say, Abin Odom. If a person kills another human being with his fist, so he's there, and he throws, if he shoots a person, so Tzichei B'niyei, Tzichei, so he's also in my Tzichei. It's not just to say, Abin Odom. So Gufe, if he kills him with Gufe, so it's a nice material, if he kills him, he can't, it's a nice material. It's not like the same, Av and Tov. But here, by Otman Mazik, we have all this and we have Tov this. What is Av? Av, when Otman is Mazik with Gufe. Tov is when he's Mazik with Gufe, he begins. So that's not on the basis of the Maisa, the Maisa, but it's on the basis of Otman Shira's Gufe also. Because there is a law, just as a person is mechuye to watch his mommy, so that no damage, no injury will ensue from his mommy, from his shavya, so from his bay, from his age. So the same way, he is mechuye to watch his group and his care, that no damage, no injury would result to anybody or to anything from his group and from his care. So that's why there is a chiyuv of Odom Mamashim, even in respect to Husa. Now, for example, the other adult warning, so Odom Mamazik is only high in case of physic, but in case of Husa, he's not high. If a person prostrates himself on the ground in the street, and then another person trips over him, so he's high in Shimon Mamazik. He's high in Shimon Mamazik, but he's not high in ages, because in order to be without walking, so there has to be a mindset. A mindset. In case of Uzak, if a person prostrates himself on the ground and another person trips away, so he's it's a color like a bear, but since the bear was constituted by the order deliberately prostrating himself on the ground, so there's a fear of automatic. So that's because of what Moshe has Rupiah, so it's the same kind of a higher. Like Shea, like Kevin and Chen, Rego, Bear and Age, because of Rego Shea. So this is what Taisa says. Taisa says, the Yeshua are lost in the Bay of Adam Yoshi, or in the Nagam, the Washi, the Tsuyo. The Hai. Usually, when Adam Yoshi is Mazi, so he's not Mazi, but of course it's possible that a person, while he's asleep, he uses his force, he exerts his force. But usually, when a person is Mazi, while he's asleep, so it's because something bumps into him. Another person, let's say, lies down next to a sleeping person and bumps into him. So there is no mindset, but it's a case of Husa. And Nofom Nagak, Beruach Shem Yitzuyo, the Chayim. So it's not his chaos. The wind blowing down, there is no mindset. Even though it's not a little hazard if he's not Nagabu Shetzio. But he's acting like a stone. No from Nagabu Shetzio. So anyway, why is he hired? Because he had to watch his group so that he shouldn't, he had no business lying down on the roof. Because he had to anticipate the possibility that maybe a Shetzio would drop him down and do damage to someone. So anyway, it's not higher for the mindset, or for the mindset for it, but because of the Odom Shira's Rupiah, Now, the other she has put all of whom, that's not my problem. So, anyway, we can learn out, we be alone because there is a few Bomodon, when not for the mindset, chayote, but because of the negligence. So we can learn out from Ben Abiodom or the Arabazim.
Shir Chaf Gimel in Bava Kama Tezan Cheshvan Heitav Shemem Gimel, November 2nd, 1982, on Tuesday.
אומר אביי, ועשוי אהבון יסקים עם עשוי שתוכל מלשגג ונופלו. ורוח מצויו, ביזי, איך הדוד? מי בעד מוכר בנמאס כאן איש? So why do we have to resort to the opposite of a Bamamatsino? Tzilum, Yatzad, it's great age. Maishnei, Vikiachacha, Murabe, Umomein Choshin Rosi Olecho, Hamnabe, Kiachacha, Murabe, Umomein Choshin Rosi Olecho. So the kashi is, if it's a kirinu, so bein rabbin shmur, it's ready to obey, we don't get to resort any of this, no bamatzino, no natsar, nothing. So, you know, it's not ready to obey. We don't. Mal yitei yashachem ki hacham murad, ima bahane, she ki hacham murad, it's not ready to obey. We have to resort to the office. Why couldn't it be considered as ready to obey? Because bein, it becomes a bein without the ki hacham. Here, when he put it on top of the roof, he didn't become a bear there. No one would trip on the top of the roof. He became a bear when the wind blew it out. And then he became a tackle. So, as a result of an external agency, so he became a bear. So, how do you know that there is a field of bear even in such a case where he becomes a bear? Who would care how it is? מהו לפי השכן אם תהיה חכם מורבן? ובהם שתהיה חכם מורבן ואיש תהיה חכם. מהו איש? So we see that the איש is high. Even though תהיה חכם מורבן, so this kind of prayer is also high, even though we can pray, who can high? מהו איש? שכן דעתי לא יכול להזיק. So prayer can be, יכול להזיק. So in the wrong case, it should be of an ayah. So there are two mishenes, two pshot in this Gemara. One pshot in Gemara is, when Gemara says, Eish lechiyach, that goes only according to Mandona, but Eish lechiyach. So that's why we say, Eish lechiyach. Just as we see, that when someone puts a heaven, Isach, a mask, on top of the roof. And then for a while, it falls down, and it hurts up. So it's higher than our work, as if it's in your head. It's vital the fact that here, it wasn't exclusively a chitzon. There was a joint operation between the chitzon of the person and the kiyachacher. So still it's considered, as chitzot. In other words, so what's the halacha of Eish? According to the halacha of chitzot, that when a person sets a kiyachacher on operation, so whatever the Kehachem does is attributed to the person. I make it fire. In my own courtyard. And the fire wasn't big at all. Then the wind comes. A regular wind, the Ruach Hatzir, comes. And spreads the fire, it escalates the fire. So then I'm hired. Don't bore if it's masking the person. Why? A sea became hired. I was mocking. But I didn't do it. It was done by the wind. The answer is, the wind wouldn't have been able to do anything if I didn't set the wind in operation. I set the wind in operation by making fire my courtyard. I, in effect, set the wind in operation. And so in Mele, that's the halacha of Ishei Shvachitzo, that whatever the wind does is integrated with my action. And it's attributed to me. So Mele here too. Because we learn out from there, just as there is chayyim, is it a court? So here too is chayyim. But then yes, but there is one difference between this and regular beya. The regular beya, so without the chacham, it's a beya. So, but here it's the chacham. What then it becomes a beya to a chacham? The answer is, so learn out from each, just as we see that when one puts his heaven on top of the roof, and then the wind blows it down and hurts him. So I'm the one who put the heaven on top of the roof is higher. The one who put the heaven on top of the roof is higher. Why is it higher? Because even though the wind blew it down, but he, by putting the heaven on top of the roof, set the wind in operation. So it's considered as if he blew it down there, not the wind. So here too, even though it fell to the ground with the blowing of the wind, but who set the wind in operation so that it would blow down the heaven to the ground? I did, by putting it on top of the roof. So it's considered as if I deposited it on the ground. That's the shot. So then the Gemara says, Malayish, Shrinaga, Lukhon, Hazi, Beatakia, because that's one shot. Another Russian is, So according to this shot, the whole Gemara goes according to Mandoma, Rishon Shmachitzo. So according to the first Russian in the big state says, is only true. According to Rish Lakish, who says it's in Shemalene, so then it follows. According to the first question in Texas, it should be made of an eye. That it is like that's the first question. Then the second question is, that it goes even according to Mandola, that it should be made. And when the Gemara says, so we say, Asia. So then he says, "Kash, Mali Shachidah Kli Yecholahas." So that's because Kiachachamu would be per se is a good. But in the case of Avodah Zakeh Masori Shichotu Nishgagi Mechu, the Iziku Vishasti Filo Ba'adu Asle Komaske. So then there is the Chumre aspect of Davu Yecholahas. So the Chumre aspect. The Chumre aspect of Dato Lavahazi more than counterbalances the Chumre aspect of Kehacham Ulabei. Mashenke in this case, where it's Kehacham Ulabei, just the Chumre aspect of Kehacham Ulabei. But it's Masik Lachashanoko. So the Chumre aspect, there is no Chumre aspect to counterbalance. The Kume aspect of Kehachmu Lebe. So Mele, how can you learn out from age? So the Kumar says, Mele the Kehach. So according to the second question, this Aloha, or Abonis Akin Masri, Shinuch of the Shagi, Vinofu, the one, two of the Zikwa Hashanoko, is true in Malki Rishwakish. So that's the big Nachimine between the first question in Tate says and the second question. All right. Now let's see what happens. This is also true as a Siosomnese. The Hathaway last week at the day. The same daily period we have been through So, what we see from Rashi, what's the meaning of true as a Siosomnese? First, from this Rashi to here, from the Pshat to the Siosomnese is that at the very outset, it's in the Hathaway. Mashiach, in this case, if you deposit an evident underground, in the street. So the very outset, when he deposited, it was already in Tacoma in there. But she came. If he, let's say, at 7 o'clock in the morning, he put an oven on top of the roof, and then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the wind blew it down. So at the very outset, it was not in Tacoma's yet. It was not in the glass at the very outset. Later on, it became a mazik. So it's not true as I said, so how is it true as I said? So it says, inasmuch as it's darker of the Ruach, so you blow it down, so then we consider it as if at the time when he deposited on the roof, it was already in the Ruach. Because it was already destined to fall down by the blowing of an ordinary roof. It should be regular failure, but we don't need failure. Mali, you're shutting my soul. Go away. Mali, you're shutting my soul. Go away. Here, the Lord doesn't say, Mali, you're shutting my soul. But here, there's a discussion. But Mali, you're shutting my soul. Go away. Tina Bahane, Shay, my soul. Go away. But it's the fact that Agriodon, the behemoth, was given to the heads. Shame of Yah. So it's not my Zabobo, it's the Yishayah. So the middle of the Yah is called the Zotzachah. Mali Shir Shrita, Kelly the Horati, Beyer the Yah. The Horati, the Lily Zetcher, the Zay. Oh, Iban was not masking, what he does? There was not a girl saying Iban was not masking. The Yah is called the Mask. Baru Fazle, you're not doing it. Go ahead, ask. Why was Rashi so Tesis explains Rashi? Why was Rashi rejecting Yosef? Ivan was a masked keeper. We're not there. Why? So in other words, if we are there, so it means Ivan was a masked keeper. So the Migalke, that's a Godom is a Migalke. So let's say a person deposited some rope in the street, and then another person who made deposited rope in the street. And then Shimon was walking in the street and his foot got entangled in the rope, and the rope wound around his foot, and then he started to walk. And as he was walking with the rope entangling his foot, so with the rope he was married. So can you play? So that's all. Should be higher. So according to the girls, so Rashi says, no, we cannot be innocent. Why? Because the Gemara says, in Davos, Shabbat, we're living in the Drocha. So in other words, and according to this pshat, it means it's an old dog. In Davoshot, the old dog with Vin and Dohi. So Tetzel says, no, in Davoshot, the old dog only means that he, because, let's say, will be passing, let's say, plates, glasses in the street, and then another person will step on the glasses and break them. So the person who left the glasses in the street cannot hold the person who broke the glasses with the taller and tell him, you are a mazik, because a davar should not be in the even though Adam went lay low. But that's all that's normal. I mean, you don't expect every person, as he walks, to keep on looking like this and to keep his eyes down like that. It will be impossible to function. So that's an understandable. But not to watch to such an extent as to allow his food to become entangled in the wrong. That is not an understandable. So Tetzel says that it's going to be. Alright, but Rashi is not there at the answer. So in other words, so here we apply it to the case where it was not Mazik Bad Yerucha. But, in other words, let's say, Ruben deposited some rope, let's say, here, and then another one, a behemoth, another behemoth, pushed it away with his feet from here to there, and then another person walked and tripped over that rope. So the takoma did take place, and it was deposited as a takoma, at the very outset. But the headache did not occur in the original place, where it was placed, set out as Kakole, but in another place. And how did it come to the other place? With the Gilgul of Kakleot of Kakleot. So, that we learn out from its Sashote, from which to, so in other words, first we learn out from there. But then we say, Yimalu Bia Shechemaitz of Gomele, in the place where the person set out there. But here, the place where the rope was set up, that didn't bring any damage there. But later on, as a result of another agency, by Nordogra, pushing it to some other place, so it's not by the wrong way. How can you learn it out? How can it be considered as regular way? Till much, my son, share your fear. Mama shares your fear, the Lord, 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 the So the first case that we learn out from Mitzvah Hashove is Avodah Zarah Maaseh Shemimot Banim Lachmud Ulam Mitzvah Medikol Hashoch. The second case that we learn out from Mitzvah Hashove is Beilam Stalbo Avodah Zarah Maaseh Shemimot Mazi Efer the Avodah Zarah Maaseh Shemimot another place. But the first case of Avodah Zarah Maaseh Shemimot Banim Lachmud Ulam Mitzvah Medikol Hashoch is deduced to a matzah of Beir and Deish. The second case of the Avodah Zarah is used to a matzah of Beir and Sheir. Not Beir and Deish, but Beir and Sheir.
We discussed it, that the Rosh mentions two sheets. One sheet is, let's say,
So one sheet that is the sheet of the Rosh himself is that in final analysis it's a mazik from there. But we have to resort to the matzat of Beir and Deish in order to be solid appeal. Because if we wouldn't resort to matzat of Deish too, so then I would say no, it's not there, because maybe Beir consists only of that kind of a veil where the very eye without the kiyataka, it is set up as a takole. But if you have to have recourse to a kiyataka in order to become a takole, then it's not there. So that's why we have to resort to the alpuse of better reach. But in final analysis, the alpuse is that even though it becomes a takole, through recourse to a Tehachar, it's still there. So maybe it has only been Mabel. It's Potrakei, but it's higher top. Then the Rosh Nations is there. Since it's reduced from the year and the age, so maybe it is subject to the limitations of both. So it's Potrakei. Because Beya is one of the lambdim of Avodah Zarah Kivasayishin of which Bar Lofu being of the disciple Akashan Ochu. So Avodah Zarah Kivasayishin did the moment, but Beya is the lambdim, and then there's another lambdim, H. So it's mashma that the H lambdim also agree with the Svar of the Rosh that essentially. After we learn out this mazik, so essentially, what category of mazik is it there? Not a new mazik. A boy is visiting, and then there is a new mazik, there is a fifth mazik. A boy is akin to my soul, she is a common shgadi. We know from the Hakusi of the Gashma. No, there is no new mazik. If the Yishnah Benin agree that in final analysis, the mazik is a mazik of Beya, because how does it operate? How does it operate as a mazik? By a person being discovered that. But in order to have Shem Beya, we have to resort to the Yalkutse of Enshu. But if I announce the Yishnah, they will also agree that it's Beya. But the Shikini is that it's allowed in the Yishnah to regression there. If something is deduced from Tugalamdi, so it is subject to the limitations. The kumes of both lambdim. So it is a beya, but a beya that is deduced from two lambdim. So the middle way it is subject to the ptumim of either lambdim, of each lambdim. But it is beya, but it's subject to the limitations of not only of beya, but of each as well. Yeah. Now, in respect to the second case, so again, final analysis is beya. But we have to have recourse to Shea too, in order to determine the aloha that even though it's not Paisa Gomele, there can also be a Chilko Bey, even though it's not Paisa Gomele. All right. Now let's see the cases. Mala Bey Ashan Jahuwa, the mighty Gomele. The mighty body shall wash it each nice gomelet. If you shall walk in sideway, that's in the long fences, have a lot of meat trap. Okay, Mali Beer shall be nice gomelet. Let me machine your piaf, a lady's way. Come, I am so for Mali Beer shall nice gomelet. We shall have some shaken jack. We can name a team of beer and it's out. Shaken jack, a little bit, mashing the other beer with your hacker. We say, shall not be a little bit hacker. We should be a little bit. Be sure in the case where he But it just happened that someone has miscounted at another spot. But at the very outset, when the father said, it was a Beya. So maybe we cannot say, Mal Beya, Sheikh, Inke Hachmu Abbey. Tema Besesh Yahmu Abbey. No, here it was also at the very outset when he deposited the Ebbet, the Saki Masoi. So it was a record. Alright. Last week, the Ram is down, but this is very important. The whole Ashton of the Iban the Ramaz, the Ramaz, the Kirchu, who finished that Kumbu, the Gorasoi, the time is not the Kamba, the Ia, in that was the Lord, the Lord, ובאת כל הנאמי אחד ועוד ממזי אלו משום שכל שכרוח מצויו והבי נישן והבי נישן so maybe we can have the gay race we can have the gay race איבאת את המאס ואת המאס כקי לראו because if we are going to have the father for the things that we do why that he should not have the ממזי no, he's a no good God so this says no even though there is a shitting is that on the spot of this potter, and even though there is a shitting is over there, the reason is why if somebody leaves a cat, let's say in the Mishisharabim, and then another person steps on it, and he breaks it so he doesn't have to pay to the Balakat, is because it's a non-Zgomo. Of course, according to Rambam, the reason why Locher on the Zgomo being potter, but over there, so it's potter because there is contributory negligence. By the owner, by the Balakat, he had no business leaving his cow, his kelim in the Mishisarabi. But whatever the potential cheating is because of Onus Gomo. So the middle of what he says, that's only in regard to the case where a person who didn't watch, so broke the cow. Masha'im came here when the Mamish tosses the Eber. So that is not an honest God. Uloch Epoch, so then we can't get it. Ibad, the Tomas, so we don't have to resort to the Al-Pusik. But it's when you're on the Ramaz. The Yisrael and the Alpha Hake, the Lord Baba. The Sufit says, don't accept it. The Ahab, the Abi Dabi Kyat. So, when we're Sufit says, he accepts it. And I get up to the Ramaz. Ibad, the Tomas, the Kedah. So then, the one who left the heaven, the one who left the heaven, so then he's probably gone. Only the person who pushes, and he's mapping Padu Mazen, he's not in his gomo, he should be hired. Alright, so Gnome applies it to the case when the heaven occurred after it was thrown to push in different ways. And the Chilu, Sabbeya, then we learn out. In Mamatino from Matzah, from Beir and Shem. But in the case was Mahalit Azad Maske. So that's the Aloha. That only the Odom, the Migalgo is high. The Lord Barak. We are all about the Gabi Kelpe. Shezot Lacho, Zola Chagoyesh. We are all about the Gabi Kelpe. Shezot Lacho, Zola Chagoyesh. Upon the Lord. ומחי בלג אחוס נמי שהוא בלג הכל חי למישום כמת בבא ביום עד לא אחרי המדל בבא ביום תדע בידי שבא אחר בסורתה מתחבי ואי אוי חופה בי הוא בא אחר בלחב שלך ומצאים לך לסור של ישראל בלג ביום ובלג איש והמדל בבא ביום אם היא זיבד את העזרים ישראל בשניהם בלג ביום ובלג הכל So this is accepted. And these so far the Kashi by Rashi. How can we accept the girl? Say, in order to have the girl in the so he's going to go. No, not to such an extent. In that which not is in the to an extent that we should look, keep the eyes down all the time, and make sure they don't step on anything. But to the extent of not pushing something, that's a shiye, that's not in the gomo. So in other words, Leibam, so even Shalom Yikabone. So, even Shalom Yikavone, so you should be hired. Even Shalom Yikavone, you should be hired. Now, and the Gemara's question is, Ibadu the Azel Kamaske, Kedru, so then the Baal Hatakore should not be hired both here. The one who left there, then, who left the road in the street, and then another was without you. So The Odom, the Mikalkir, should be the only one who is Mechuyev. He says, tell me that. If suppose somebody will make a fire, or somebody will dig a bale, then another person will come and push a shade into that bale. So we won't say, so this is case for granted, that we are not going to tell the Baal HaBeit, you pay ahead, and the person who pushed the shade into the bale should pay ahead. No, we'll say, the person who pushed the shade into the bale, he has to pay everything, and the Baal HaBeit is for Allah. But isn't there a Gemara? Shayer Yodom Shadok Ulbeya, Lin Zokum Kuno Halabi, the Mashma Afil Bala Beya. So a claim by the Mashma of the Lord Kabul, if he didn't name the Kabul Kalau, Halu Bala Beya, Moyon. So things are said. Number one, the Eve and Odom is, let's say, who made Doggy Beya, then Shimen, push Levi Sheya into woman's bay of the Kabbalah. So then Shimon who pushed Levi Sheya into woman's bay, he is hired everything. And woman who dug the bay is Patojah. It's Patojah. That's if it's the Kabbalah. But if it's the Kabbalah, if Shimon pushes down into the bay a lady's Sheya, Shalom the Kabbalah, then both are. Both are. Now the question arises, so why does this say that the ring into the Shulia of Kokarbis, Shiaki Zuliati Kudato is in Shafi? So this does not have reference to the case where the Kaboni he pushed there. So then it should say, Dato is in Shafi or is the Kaboni? He pushed there or he tossed the heaven. So this says, even explaining this Gemara, Ibadu from Azar from Aske, Kedhu. So it doesn't mean that the Gemara has reference to the case where the Kabbalah he tosses the Chedah, the Kabbalah he pushes the Eben. Shalom the Kabbalah. But we cannot say in the Adam Shalom he's been in the Koran, Shalom the Gombo, he's not in his Gombo, he's in the Sheya Gombo, not in his Gombo. But Shalom the Kabbalah it is. Because if things says, if the Gemara would have reference to the case where the Odom the Kabbalah is the Kabbalah, so then how could Rashi have such a Sabbath Aitok? That the Yotze is not even Yotze because it's an honest Gomel. What kind of a Gomel is the liberty? He pushes the air. So, and Tetzes only says, that would have been a champion. Thus implying that Tetzes is referring to the case where he didn't push the heaven or the heaven to cover the mountains. But he was negligent, so he's not an honest. He's a Peshaya Gomel. But the question arises, what if Shaya? If he's not the Kabbalah, so Tetzes, he has said the Bible. So even my order of doing that, the Kim David Kabbalah, wow, Chayu Balabeh in the order. But, so Shalom the Kabbalah, we do not say that the Galgal is the only one that is Chayu. So, one piece is saying, there at the beginning of the piece, that in the case of Adul Adokamaski, even though it was also Shalom the Kabbalah, so then the order is the only one who is Chayu, and the Baal HaTakoret is not higher at all. Hello, the answer is, that's why Jesus emphasizes. The Chidin Dein B'Kabbalah Klau Chayim Baal HaBeit. Why does Jesus have to say, the Chidin Dein B'Kabbalah Klau? What's the Klau? Why does he emphasize, the Chidin Dein B'Kabbalah Klau? Let Jesus say, the Chidin Dein B'Kabbalah Chayim Baal HaBeit. Why does he say, Ein B'Kabbalah Klau? Apparently there are two types of Chidin Kabbalah. There is one type of Lui Kabbalah, but he's a Pishaya, he's very negligent. But Lui Kabbalah, firstly, he's absent-minded and walks, and he pushes an ember, and the feather doesn't work, he's absent-minded, abstracted, and strong. He's Lui Kabbalah, but it's not Lui Kabbalah cloud. He's negligent. And then there's another type of Lui Kabbalah cloud, where he's a nose, but not a nose dump. But else? I mean, this is obvious. Otherwise, they says, wouldn't mention Shalom HaKabbalah. Now, we have a lot of other more later, but by otherwise he came. So, if he's an onus, so he's potter. What is descriptive of Enes? In other words, if he watched it against the Black Mitzvah. So then, it's descriptive of an Enes. even though he didn't watch it against the Russian Lucio. So he's caught out, let's say, by Shea, by Beria, by age. We already discussed it. That's what Hitze says at the beginning of Atini. Die Massen wegen der Kabel, die Mutter der Kabel, der Nacken, die sind auch weh. Die Maschen, die Massen sind mehr über Hudeier. Mit nur Kazell, der Jungs mir ist mein Kerl, der Schöne Leibel, Schöne Jungs, ist am Wasser. Der Hoche, 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 Wie kann man auch die Schwur anführen? Und wie passt man auf die So er kommt auf die so in Oma Siki, Kerem, Shem, Rebo, und Beil, Rebeich, so Schwur auf Fuß ist noch. Was ist Schwur auf Fuß? Schwur auf Fuß means, if he watches it against the Russian Zion. Even though he didn't watch it against the Russian Zion. Against the Horik. And Schwur Mula means that he watched it against the Russian Zion also. So that means that according to Rabbi Yudeh, so no maziki, so Shmur Ephus is not. So what kind of a Bishaya Israel, a Bishaya Gomu, who didn't even watch minimum care, who didn't even exercise minimum care. There is minimum care and there is maximum care. Maximum care means that you watch it against any damage resulting through a Yehua Hashem Yisrael, through a Harbi, and minimum care means that you watch that so that no damage will result through a ruach mitzuyah. So, in other words, so if you don't exercise shira puso, then you are shira gomo. If you don't exercise shira muro, but shira puso yes, so then you can call him shira. You can call him shira, you can call him one, you can call him whatever you want. But that's not a shira gomo. So, it is obvious. When Tate says, on one hand, Tate says, imply that if an Odom pushes a Shea or another Odom into a area, even Shalom Bikabone, so the Odom is high and the Balabayor is put. On the other hand, Tate says, at the end of the day, the Chimbe Bikabone Klau Chal Balabayor. So then, the Odom is not the only one that is high, but both are the same. Both are. So how can these two portions in the Pesach be reconciled? The answer is, it all depends. If an Odom pushes down a Shea into a Beria, becoming a Mamesh, or even Shalom becoming, but he did that even exercise, Shmirat Huseh, that's called Beloi Kavone, that's not called Beloi Kavone Klav. He didn't exercise. So that's analogous to the Kabbalah. Even though actually there was no Kabbalah, but if he didn't exercise Shmira Tuse against the Ruach Mitzuyo, so that it is analogous to Tchife B'Kabbalah Mamash. However, if a person pushes down the Shea into the Beria, Shalom B'Kabbalah Klau, what Shalom B'Kabbalah Klau means? It is so in his Chavein that he's in the nose. In other words, he exercised human care. But he didn't exercise the maximum care against the Ruach Shem Tzuyot. Had he exercised maximum care, so this mistake of pushing down inadvertently wouldn't have happened. That's Ruach Kavone Klau, where it's not even a Peshea, where it's an onus. So then he doesn't pattern the problem. So in other words, Stacy said the problem. That if, in other words, Odom, the Adam, 3 degrees, there is a degree, or if you want, you can say there are 4 degrees. In general, there are 4 degrees. There is Kavone Mischavu Mamish. And then there is the next degree. He is not Mischavu Mamish, but Pishia Adom. He didn't even exercise Shmira Puso against the Ruach Mitzuyah. Then the next The next degree is where the nose, but not in the zone. Not in the zone. And then there is the lowest degree where the nose is gone. So if one is gone, one is the same one of the nose. If he's not in the zone, but in the nose, and nose means not in the zone, he exercises more himself against what he's doing. He exercises maximum care. And not hard can mean something that comes, let's say, you read the newspapers. So at least every other year you read about this kind of a tempest, this kind of a hurricane, every hurricane has its own name. So it's not usual, but it happens. But so that's called the nonus, but it's not a nonus domo. But let's say what Ramban calls social yo, this is something that never happens, except there are next. That's more than a hurricane. So shall we know. That's an honest domo. So if, let's say, somebody in Odom will fall down from the God, the so shall we know, according to Kinsley, this part, according to Ramban, he's right. Then, but if he exercised Shmira Mule against the Russian Mitzuyot, and still it happened, so that's an honest. And then you have a Bishaya, Gomok, who didn't even exercise, Shmir of Kuso, who didn't even exercise, Shmir of Kuso, and then you have someone who was this Hamman. So it appears from this thesis that if he's mishabim Mamesh, the Odom to push down the Shayon to the Bayer, or even if he's not mishabim Mamesh, but he's a Bishaya Gomok, so then he's Yechir by himself. And the Balabir is what? If he is not having Kabbalah cloud, that means he exercised Shira Kusa. But he didn't exercise Shira Mula. He didn't watch himself against pushing the Shayyar into the Bay in a manner that is similar to a Ruach Shayyar Mitzuyot. So Ruach Shayyar Mitzuyot. So then he is a Manus. But on the other way, they will, so he's higher, but then the Balabir is also. So we have to understand what is the dominance behind it. So it has to be explained on the basis of what you mentioned many times, that in Odom, that in Odom, they are two the highest. One the highest of Odom means Odom Shira Zufiro. Odom Shiraz Gufi Olof. So the Mechayev in Odom Shiraz Gufi Olof is not for the Maizehet. Then it's like Odom Mazik. Gemara in the Kasha. Odom Shiraz Shmirosom Olecho. Elo Odom Shiraz Gufi. So the only difference between Odom and Shira Mazik is here is Shiraz Momene and here is Shiraz Gufi. And there we have, so the Gufi Odom is enough. The Chichelini of the Odom is in the water. And then there is another Mechayev. There is another Mechayel. That's the Mechayel for the Maizehet. The Maizehet. So apparently, according to the Tesis Shite, as far as the Mechayel for the Maizehet is concerned, so then in Mechayel, either the Kavon Mamesh or Pishei Abobo. Then in Mechayel for the Maizehet. So then Pishei Abobo has the same deed is Pikamonos. So he's higher for the money side. And then, but Masha'in came, if he's not a Pishiyabon, if he exercised, if it was done Aldeines, so then, since it was done Aldeines, so then he's not higher for the money side. He's not higher for the money side. Because of Aloha from the Sahmur Patra. So just as there is Aloha from the Sahmur Patra, no one should. So here too there is a talk. And this has nothing to do with the shower, whether that is based upon the Maisa Avera or it's not based on Maisa Avera. Even if we assume, as the Agnes Oshka says, it's not based on Maisa Avera, but he's Chayim Tashkumi for the Maisa Avera. So if the Maisa Avera was not the Avera, even though it's not on his Gomor. So in many ways, we apply the Aloha upon the Shlach of the Tav, upon the Ram. But, if he's not on his Gomor, so then we are mechayev him because of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof, even though he can be considered a nonus. But I would say, as far as the Mechalik of Shemir is concerned, how about Kamiya? Kamiya says that Kerem Muet, so he's Mechuyev to exercise Shemir Muet. So the middle way, by all the Mamazi, so far as the Mechalik of Shemir is concerned, and he's Mechuyev even for Huzah, so he's Mechuyev to exercise not only Shemir Muet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we passed him from Yehuda, so in regard to all the other Mazikim, Kevin, Shem, Rebel, Bail, Rage. So the extent of Shmira is only Shmira Chuz. Mashalinkin, in respect of the Mamazi, Shmira Zgufe. So he's the Chuyah to exercise Shmira Chuz. But, so the Mechalik is because of the negligence, not because of the Maizayet. Mashalinkin, if he's Mazi, the Kavon and Mamech, then he's the Chuyah, it's a Maizayet. Maki the Hebrew Shalmeno, for the Maizayet. It's for the Maizayet. But, not only the Kabbalah Mamish is Mechuyev for the Maizayet. As long as he's not an Onus, he's a Mishayah. So he's Mechuyev for the Maizayet. But if he's an Onus, he's not an Onus Gomo, so he's an Onus Gomo, so he's not Chayev for the Maizayet. But if he's not an Onus Gomo, even though he's an Onus, in view of the fact that the degree of Shmira, that he's required to exercise on his group and on his Keah, that no damage, no injury should result. Should result from his group, from his Keah, from anyone of anything, is a Shmira Mu'ah. Here, everybody agrees that the degree of Shmira that is required to exercise is Shmira Mu'ah. In regard to Keah, there is not going to be a Shmira Mu'ah. But here, everybody agrees that the degree of Keah, his Mechuyah to exercise, is Shmira Mu'ah. So the Melee, Teisa says as follows. Teisa Shiki, if Isheya is Teichi, another Sheya, so then both are high. The Bala Sheya is high, the Rabbi is high. Why? And we cannot say, let the Bala Sheya be high of everything, and the Rabbi be proper. Let the Bala Sheya be high of everything, and the Rabbi be proper. Even though the Sheya does the Maizayet, and the Beria, by the Beria, it's a meaning of Huzak. It's not a meaning of Hizik. Now, the reason I'm wrong. The Rabbonim of Kavnosi say, but they learn a doubt from a special verse apostle. We know for Shomo, the Lord is Sheyat Yilu Ahir. So, the Rabbonim of Kavnosi say that if Sheyah Shedoha is Chavela in Beria, so Baba Sheyah Chavet and Baba Bechot. Why? So they say that we didn't. Turn to that and give them. They said, I'm a dollar. They said, Balashir Chai, Pirish Nech, to Balabir Chota with Dabo, to the Sakosa, to Yoko Shabashir Chamei, the answer in the Shapiru Achir. So that's the Dabo, but Kabnosi says, Shir Shidoch of Shabir Ubeya, Balashir Chai, Balashir Mishalem Mech, to Balabir Mishalem Mech. Even though, in respect to the Beya of Itzuza, and in respect to the Shemir of Itzizi, so we do not say that if a certain Hezek is perpetrated, by two maziki, one by one it's easy, and by one it's huzak. So that the hizik should patter the there is no such a law. Only according to Rabbon Moshamos, we pass by Moshamos, not by Rabbon Moshamos. So in other words, so there is no aloha that if Ishei pushes Chaveir and Iberia, the Balashir should be chayim, and the Balavir should be brought, and the Balavir should be brought. That's in the case of Isheya, who is Deichet Chaveh Rebeya. Even if Isheya is Deichet Chaveh Rebeya, he's Kavon Rebeya, but he's not Barbeya. So by Sheya, there is no Chil for the Maizai. Whom are you going to be the Chayy for the Maizai? Whom are you going to hold responsible? Sheya is not responsible. So the one who is held responsible is the Balashe. As far as the Balashe is concerned, there was no Maizai Hezek by the Balashe. There was negligence. He didn't exercise the proper care over his acts. So in many ways, the mechayev for the Balashayev is negligence. The mechayev of the Balashayev is also negligence. He should not have dug it there. And he should have covered, once he dug it, he should have covered properly. So negligence. So both are guilty of negligence. Why should one patter the other? So there are both people in the Chayev. So that's why the verse says, Sheyo Shedoch HaTavir Nibeya, Balashayev Mishalim Yachzor, Balashayev Mishalim Yachzor. The Rabbonim say, Balashayev Chayev. And Balabeya Kotel, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Teisa. Rashi, Rashi Chayiv means he's Chayiv Lebeshon, and the Barbarian is Potter, and Tisa says that comes from Rabbanu Tamosim, Rashi Chayiv means Chayiv Potter, and the Barbarian is Potter Gamba, so that means the Nizek sustains the loss to the extent of hell. So the Machlokes between Rashi and Tisa is as whether the Balashen is of it Kulezeke or is of it Pauzeke. So according to Rashi, so Rabbanu from Nosson hold the Balashen does Kulezeke, according to Tim says, the Rabbanu from Nosson, because the more discusses that question in regard to Nosson, who might also have Nosson, if Pauzeke or Kulezeke or. So the more doesn't discuss it with respect to the Rabbanu Shin. But so there is a Mahlok between Rashi and Tim says, according to Rashi, the Rabbanu from Nosson Shin is that Kulezeke covet, and according to Tesis, the Shita of the Rabbanu of Hanosin is the Pauge de Kovet. But according to Rabbanu of Hanosin, there is a special Tesis Akosu, the Balabir is Potter. But Hanosin doesn't mention the Roshe. So in the way, if Sheya pushes Chaveya in Beya, even though the Sheya pushes Chaveya in the Kabbalah in Beya, so Balashe Chayu Mechzo, Balabir Chayu Mechzo, even though in respect to the Balabir, it's Huzak, and in respect to Baal Sheya, it's easy. The Sheya perverted the Yodai. So there is no halacha that if a certain damage is perpetrated jointly by two maziki, by one it's in the prime of hizik, and by the other it's in the prime of huzak, that the hizik should be higher than the huzak should be for the world. No, that halacha. So both are higher. Why are both higher? Because each one is mechuyev because he is guilty of negligence. He's guilty of negligence, the Balashim is guilty of negligence, the Balashim is guilty of negligence. So David will be chuyev. Machin, Kif, not only Kavone, pushes Chabele or Mishem into Beya. So what is the Mechayev of Beya, Balashim? In general, in all cases, negligence. What is the Mechayev of the Odo? Two Mechayev. One is because Shemir HaSufet. But then there is another parashim of Makibahim and Ishamel for the mind side. So the Odom has a chiyu that is based upon the mind side. The Balabeir has a chiyu that is not based upon the mind side, but he has a chiyu that is based upon negligence. That is based upon negligence. So Mele, that's the Allah that faces. The Otto, in Hebrew, Tena, in Hebrew, Eishu Bo'achar Yisod HaPawis Chaveru Yochof HaBeiru Bo'achar Yodochav Shechaveru Yisichai Eishu Bo'achar Yisrael Barabiru Yisrael. Why not? It's not Mistabra. Why not? Why is it Mistabra? The answer is, as far as the Balaim is concerned, the Balabiru is concerned, what is the Mechayev? Why should he be Mechayev? He's negligent. As far as the Odom who pushed the Sheila, or the Odom who threw a Talis into the fire. So it's not just a question of negligence. Negligence also, but it's more than that. Matinee Shabbat is higher on the mind side. So that's the cloud. If one has a chiyu because of the mind side, that he did your die, and the other one has a chiyu only because he was negligent, so the one who has a chiyu for the mind side patterns, the one who saw a chiyu is only because of negligence. So I'm a male. Now, so Tisha says, not only in the case where the Odom is Deichi Mikavone Mamesh, even if the Odom is Deichi Pshalei Mikavone, but he's a Pshei Adomo, he didn't even exercise the minimum Shmira against the Ruach Mitzuyot, so then he's not an Onus. So we cannot say that Onus Chachmere Patzman is a Pshei Adomo if he didn't exercise even the minimum Shmira, even against the Ruach Mitzuyot. So again we have the Mechalik, or for the Manishayat, some namely Patrick, the Balabeya, whose sole basis for liability is negligence. Mashaike, if the Odom would be Deichim, an Odom, or Ishei, or Shalim, Gavone, Klau, that means he wasn't even negligent. He exercised minimum care against the Ruach Mitzuyot. He didn't exercise maximum care, Shmira Nuro, against the Ruach Mitzuyot. So he's an Onus. So, Mitzad, Onus Rachmele Patre, so Mitzad in the Chayyot for the Ma'izayetek, Ma'kelein, Shalmeno. That doesn't apply. But, he is mechuyev because of Odom Shmira Zvuk Alofu. So Odom Shmira Zvuk Alofu, he's expected to exercise maximum care. Not like he regarded the Hina Tishaya, only minimum care. Sort of himself is obligated, is expected to exercise maximum care. So his mechayev is lack of shire, and the mechayev of Rabbi is lack of shire. So they are equal in the hood. Just as the balasheya doesn't pata the balabeya, so the odom doesn't pata the balabeya. Because if he exercises shire, who says so? The soul mechayev is negligent, and there is negligence. The balabeya is also guilty of negligence. So they're both. Now, so then, one question arises. If the reason why the order of patterns the Balabeya is because the mechalit for the order is Maise has, whereas the mechalit for the Balabeya is only negligence, so that's the cloud. If a certain damage or injury is perpetrated by Tushit, by Tumazik, and one has a chiyuv for the mice, the other one has a chiyuv only because of negligence, not for the mice. So the one who has a chiyuv for the mice patterns, the one whose sole basis of liability is Shiev, so then it should follow, suppose an Odom and the Shiev will push a Shiev or an Odom into a Be'eah that become an Ed. So only the Odom should be Chayim. And the Balabeya should be Potter, of course, because you said about the Potter, but the Balasheya should also be Potter. And from this, it's not Masha. From this is Shite here, Tabo, and Abungimu, it's Mashma, that if an Odom now, let's turn to the case of Abungimu. So this says, as he says here, that it means shall we become? But the kabane, so the bear is what? How about the shea? The shea would be, it's much more from these cases, that the shea would be higher. Even the kabone, because the talks of shea the odom shedach there. So each one is mechuyev. The odom is chayiv, the shea is chayiv, the rabbeinu is chayiv. Everyone is chayiv. So Teisa says no. The Gemara has to have reference. The Braise must have reference to the case. To the case of the memory. This is not the Braise. This is the memory by what? So the memory of Bobe must have reference to the case of Doha Tobin Kabon. And Doha Tobin Shalom, because the Kabone, the Babe will be part. The implication being that as far as the Balashe is concerned, the Balashe will be higher even if the Odom is in the Kabon. What? As far as the Hill of the Balashe is concerned, it's because of Shmira, lack of Shmira. As far as the Hill of the Odom is concerned, so besides lack of Shmira, there is another basis for liability, because for the mind side. So Rabbi Yishai Shimko Ben says, so he says the same thing, but he adds, he says, Lo Yishito Hafadot Mikavane, Vim Kein Balabei Aman Mikuyev, Vim Balashe Aman Mikuyev. That, Balashe Aman. So Rabbi Yishai appears to be Chiyuk. Rabbi Yishai appears to be Chiyuk. In other words, and Rabbi Yishai Shiki means that if he Shayev and Nodom, Adelchit and Nodom, or Shayev and Kabone. So not only the Balabeya is Potter, the Balashayev is also Potter. The Odom is the Sol Mechuyev. Why? Because he is the only one whose basis of liability is for the Mansayev. Mashayev came the Beya and even the Shayev. It's easy. But the basis of liability is only the Pshayev. So if someone has it, a chiyu on the basis of mindset, excellent patterns, he relieves the person whose sole basis of liability is negligence, if she is. So why does this is correct? I think that there is really no mahalakis. But it all depends in what situation it happens. Share the order of Shadok in the day. No, we have Shabbos. I mentioned that that's only in order to explain it. I don't mean that there is an equation between the din of Shabbos and here. But the Gabi Shabbos, so the Gemara discusses Shnayim Shosu in two situations. Shnayim shalosu milocha, and it's zeh yochel zeh yochel, and shnayim shalosu milocha zeh ini yochel zeh ini yochel. But shnayim shalosu, but they dish it in the best. So who did the chimen? Women will hold one side of the Shinko Betzes, and Shimon will hold the other side of the Shinko Betzes, and they will both carry it in the Rishon Sarai. So it's a Yohim, it's a Yohim. Rubin by himself could carry it without Shimon holding down to it. And Shimon by himself could carry it without Rubin holding down to it. So if it's a case of Zeyohim, it's a Yohim, so then Rabbi Yehuda says that Shnai Ptuch, but suppose Rubin and Shimon carry out a heavy beam. A heavy beam. Rubin by himself wouldn't be able to carry it. Shimon by himself wouldn't be able to carry it. But both together, so they carry it in the Rishon Sarai. So then, Rabbi Yehuda says that they are high. They are both high. Rabbi Shimon says, he learns out from the posse, that even in the case of Kedor, who in the Shimon carried out the Rishon Sarai, a heavy beam, Zeyni Yochel, so that also both of them. There is a question how he deduced from the Pesukim. So that, I'm just mentioning that because there are two situations. Shnayim Shosu Rabbi Shabbos. If there is one situation of Zeyni Yochel, and there is another situation of Zeyni Yochel. Now, the Shia Vlomo Shadokhul Beira can also visualize this. Let's say, Shea of Yodom Shetokhu Shea of Ben. The Shea can be very bulky, very heavy. And it can be a situation that the Odom by himself wouldn't be possible for the Odom by himself to push down a bulky Shea into the Ben. And the Shea by itself wouldn't be able to push down the bulky Shea into the Ben. But, so it's Zei Yochel, Vizei Eini Yochel. And then we can visualize the situation of Shea Yodom, Shedoch to Shea Yodom, where it's Zeh Yochel, it's Zeh Yochel. The Shea Mize, the Shea Mitra, is not so heavy. And the Odom by itself could do the job without the Shea helping me. And the Shea by itself could do the job without the Odom helping me. But it just happened in both. Now, apparently, I think that Rabbi Yishayeh visualized the case of Zeyn Yochel Zeyn. He applied the Gemara, the member of what? Sheol Yodom Shedoch Ruchav Shedoch Sheol Beria to the case of Zeyn Yochel Zeyn. So that means that the Odom without the help and the cooperation of the other Shea had a claim. So then, wouldn't have been able to do the head. So Rabbi Yishayeh visualizes it in the case of Zeyochel. So that means that the Odom would have been able to perfectly. That has a, even without the cooperation of the Shea. In other words, it was a lion Shea. The Shea Mitra was a lion Shea. And even if the Shea didn't help the Odom would have been able to do it. So Melele would say, he is Mechuyen for the Maisa Hezek on the basis of the Maisa Hezek. And the Maisa Hezek can be attributed to him. Even without the Shea, the Odom's pushing would have done it. Some melee, but he wanted to be Chayyish Bar Shea also because he also did it. And the Shea would have done it without the Odom. But since the Odom by itself would have done it without the Shea, the Shea by itself would have done it without the Odom, and the basis of the liability of the Shea, the Bar Shea, is what? Negligence. The basis of liability of the Odom, besides negligence also, but the Maisaet, and the Maisaet by the Odom, would have done it without the Shea's Maisaet. It just happened, they both did it. But even if the Shea had been involved, If Dodo himself, Dodo's mindset by itself without the Sheva would have done. So in many ways he can be held liable on the basis of the Maise Ahezik, even without the Maise of the Sheva, because it's a Yohel, Vizay Yohel. And his basis of liability is the Maise Ahezik. The Sheva's basis of liability, the Balasheva's, is negligence. So he should pardon the Balasheva. Apparently, and Tainsves would agree with Rabbi Yishai in that case. But apparently, Tainsves visualized the case of Zeini Yochel and Zeini Yochel. So the Mele, Tainsves says, the Odom cannot pater the Balasheva. Why should the Odom pater the Balasheva? After all, without the Sheva, this heaven wouldn't have occurred. The Sheikha Nitzhak was too bulky, too heavy, to be pushed down by the other with that kind of a push. So how can he be mechuyev everything? How can he be mechuyev everything? So in Melech, that's why Tainsves says that the Odom can only patter the Balabeya. Because Odom patter the Balabeya, but he cannot patter the Balasheya. Because without the Sheikha's mindset, the other wouldn't have perpetrated the death. But in the case, of Zeyochel and Zeyochel, Tainsves would agree with the Rabbi Yishai, except that Rabbi Yishai applies the member of Bobet to the case of Zeyochel and Zeyochel, and Tainsves applies the member of Bobet to the case of Zeyin Yochel and Zeyin Yochel. But in the case of Zeyochel and Zeyochel, Tainsves would agree with Rabbi Yishai. So the Mashmah Apil Rabbeya. So when the Lai Odom recover, the Chiyu Dei Kavane Kvao, Chayu Bala Beinuch Mei Odom, Vyod Dian Dino, Vyim Dalu Vore, Ud Mei Vore. Odom Chayu, Hay Dalu Vore, Hay Mei Vore, Tzah, Vyim Vore Shem, Avo Dei Shesin Chayu Ashi Mitzchave, Ki Yom Aba Chede, Vyo Yehade, Ki Avo Vore, Vyim Vore, Vyod Dian Dino, Vyod Dian Dino, Vyod Dian Dino, Vyim Ki Yom Shum Shorele, שחייב צורך רימה, ואני דווקא בחבוני. אף על גב, בהבל בגדודום, דיבשו חבוני רק הקליטה. הוא שואל ששואלת, כדי איסה בישור אשר שנו כעת על הלאי. כדי איסה בישור אשר שנו כעת על הלאי. סוטן ספסס, דיבור אפשר גודום שדוח מודבר. ואם זאת כל חיובי, הסברת נסים לקייס, או דוח בי, שאומרים כמה לכלל. כל מי שאומרים כמה לכלל. נאטו מכבוני. That he wasn't in the cliché, I was alone, but not on his own. He didn't watch against Ruach. He didn't watch against the Ruach in Mitzuyot. So there, you don't get the Mechayah for the Maizah. But only because Shkira Sufi, all of you. So maybe it doesn't matter, because the basis of the Chiyub of the Odom is negligence, and the basis of the Chiyub of the Balabir is negligence. Now, this is the basis, but let's see the basis. There's a certain way between the thesis here and the thesis that we need. Let's see the thesis that we need. Sheikh Odom should not be there. Why should not have to ask me to be one of this? Sheikh Odom should not be there. Why should not have to be one of this? He became a big man in the higher. The auto. אם יוסו אני תאו נשתם לבייש או נביר וישראל בלייש ואם תאו הראשון בכבונה אמר ישראל בבייש so what does this is above say that אינו חנאבה he's not ישראל בבייש but it says לא יהיה דאו בורי so this is above say דאו בורי doesn't mean צער ריתו של זה בייש but דאו בורי means that's what he says I don't know my nizik צער ריתו של זה בייש אבל בייש נחל את ישראל this what is above say but this is that we use it something else no דאו בורי because usually when the Gemara mentions Nezek, and then the Gemara mentions Dalit Vorin, the Gemara means by Dalit Vorin exclusive of Nezek. So that means Dalit Vorin has reference to Tzav and Shev Zabin. Not inclusive with Nezek.